Dinner time!
Good morning. I'm Kate, and this is the Washington Community Scholars Program Chapel. Welcome.
Thanks. My name is Kendra Ellison. I came here from Bethel this semester. I wasn't sure what the program was, really, when I signed up, so we're going to give you a little bit more information about it today.
The WCSC program is a semester-long program set in the heart of DC with a variety of different internships, and these are the students that are a part of it in the spring course.
We had all kinds of internships this semester, ranging from business, social work, communication, peace building, and marketing, just this semester. It's pretty cool.
One thing outside of our internships we value is our time together as a family.
One way that our group has especially bonded is over food.
Specifically over bread. Today, we would like to invite you to be a part of our family through partaking in the act of communion. You can feel free to eat it as it comes to you.
Yeah. So take a piece, sit back, relax, and listen to our stories of our experiences in the city.
Welcome to our table.
Thanks.
The Lord's been good to me, and so I thank the Lord. For giving me the things I need, the sun and the rain and the apple seed, the Lord's been good to me. Johnny Appleseed. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Nika Hofel, and I currently am an intern at the Faith and Politics Institute, which advances reflective leadership among members of Congress and congressional staff to bridge the divides that arise in a thriving democracy. We as a House have learned a lot after moving to DC this semester, from how to properly ride the metro to navigating the traffic circles. For this chapel, we have compiled a list of our top 7 lessons. Number 1, snow is greater than the federal government. Many of our internships run on the federal government's schedule, so when it snows even a few inches, the whole city shuts down, isolating us to the house for a few days.
Yes, snow. As you guys all know, we've had a really snowy winter, and it's been the exact same in DC. And to be honest, I'm pretty tired of snow. But at the same time, I've learned a lot through snow. I've learned how to be flexible, and I've also learned a little bit of jealousy as well. I say flexibility because I work at Horton's Kids, which is an after-school program. So not only is it an after-school program, but it's also the main office is located in Capital City. So I have learned how to be flexible as far as how we do group work, how we do our lesson plans, because it always seems like every week we have more snow in the forecast and more days that we have to work around. So that's how I could be flexible. How to be jealous was when I would wake up in the morning and I would see my text messages from EMU Alerts and saw that all you guys have the day off. I was very jealous that you guys had the time to hang out with each other, and I wish I could have been here to be with you guys, but now it's warm and I'm happy, so thank you.
Good morning. My name is Diana Gutierrez, and I was a communications intern, or still am, at Casa de Maryland.
And I'm Litza Laboriel, and I am intern at the Washington Office of Latin America.
Lesson number 2 that we learned was that the Washington Monument looks better with scaffolding than without. It had it the entire time that we were there. Lesson number 3 that we learned was that people care more about what you do rather than how you're doing.
And on that note, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I do in DC. Being a voice for the victims of the armed conflict in Colombia, urging a police reform in the murder capital of the world, Honduras, advocating for better relations between the U.S. and Cuba. The Washington Office on Latin America does this all and more. WOLA's mission is to promote human rights, democracy, and social justice in Latin America. And I have been blessed to be a part of this organization for this past semester. Through my internship at WOLA, I learned that problems in one side of the border affect us all. I learned that the respect for human rights is vital for growth. I learned that when people work together, change can happen. And last but not least, I got to know this inspiring great group of people who put their heart in what they do and who have been blessed and who have blessed Latin America through their work. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Bethany Krause, and I'm working at N Street Village this semester, which is an organization that works with homeless and low-income women.
I will when I talk.
Okay. And the fourth lesson that we have learned is that Chinatown should just be called China Street or China Alley, because putting Chinese lettering on a Walgreens and a Chipotle doesn't make a Chinatown. Lesson number five that we've learned. Name dropping in DC is a professional sport. You have to know the people and the places to really matter, or at least pretend that you do.
I'm Joel Murray. I work at Financial Education and Literacy Advisors. Kind of back to the number five lesson learned of name dropping. I see that a lot. My internship has been focused on growing a startup business, and I've learned that who you know who endorses and uses your product really means more than what your product actually is in the city. We spend so much time trying to get notable endorsements, partners, clients, because without those, we have zero credibility. And because of this focus, I've had the opportunity to go to the Treasury and meet senators and governors, including the well-known Chris Christie. right. here it's all about who you know and how you can make someone money. The business environment is pretty straightforward in the city, and it's taken me a while to learn, but once I figured it out, I've gotten pretty good at presenting our product. It's been a very different community from what we have here at EMU, but it's been nice and fun to try to incorporate some of my values into what I do, and then kind of also learning what the real world is like.
My name is Kara Meyer, and I work at the DC Rape Crisis Center. And the sixth thing that we learned is that if you're using the escalators at the Metro, be sure to walk on the left and to stand on the right. Otherwise, you're prone to be run over by angry businessmen.
Good morning. My name is Kara Lofton, and I'm an intern at Sojourners Magazine. Lesson number seven. Bikers will ignore bike lanes and traffic laws. They're like honey badgers on two wheels who just don't care. As you have just heard, DC is home to many different kinds of public transportation. The one that I am the most fond of, though, is biking. For one thing, public transportation is expensive. It is also crowded, frequently late. When I don't bike, I have to take the bus to work, and more often stressful than convenient. Biking to work actually cuts my travel time down from about 45 minutes to 17. And saves me $3.60 a day. A few things that I have learned, though. Drivers are aggressive, and bikers can be stupid, weaving in and out of traffic, running red lines, and asking red lights, and acting as if they own the road. I sometimes wonder if they realize cars and buses are bigger than they are. Some roads have bike lanes that suddenly disappear, and others have lanes that cars can actually park in, which kind of reduces the point of having a bike lane to begin with. Then there are the lanes that are being parked beside, like the one in the picture. These, unfortunately, pose the very real threat of cars opening their doors into an oncoming biker's path, causing the biker to flip over their open door. Not unheard of. All that being said, I love biking in the city, and I do so whenever I can. Besides, of all the public transportation options, biking is the most eco-friendly.
My name is Everett Brubaker, and in DC, I intern with the Anacostia Watershed Society. They're an incredible organization working at making the Anacostia River one of the most degraded and polluted rivers in the nation, both fishable and swimmable. It was surprising to me that the capital city of one of the most wealthiest and most powerful countries in the world has one of the most degraded rivers running through it. Decades of misuse and neglect have resulted in an embarrassing waterway that winds through part of the city, eventually meeting the Potomac and flowing into the Chesapeake Bay. I've appreciated working with the Anacostia Watershed Society because their approach to environmental change and ultimately social change is so grounded and practical. They are watershed-based, meaning they focus on the communities directly around the Anacostia River and seek to make the river a pillar of the community, not an eyesore in a danger zone. Surprisingly, a semester surrounded by asphalt and skyscrapers has helped further my environmental education more than any other semester. We are blessed here in the Shenandoah Valley with open spaces and hills, forests, and riverbanks. It's not to say we don't deal with serious environmental issues, just that an urban setting like DC greatly augments issues like rainwater, waste disposal, and trash. How do we reconnect our urban communities with their water and their food and their land? Ultimately, I've appreciated exploring what environmentalism looks like in a very real, human-dominated setting. I've appreciated exploring what tending the garden looks like for me in 2014 America. Living within creation is deeply rooted in my faith. For me, Earth Care is community-based and holistically driven. It is about shaping the kind of home we want to live in and that we want to pass on to future generations. I'm thankful for an incredible semester in the city that has taught me much about living in community and learning from creation.
People, let me tell you about my DC family. Group community living in our awesome house has really made the experience just that much better. The people in this house have really made it for me. Although it may have been difficult overcoming our food differences, two of our housemates being vegetarians and the other 9 of us being meat lovers, we learned that over dinner meals we were given time to reconnect after long days and after great days. The comfort that we all share with one another amazes me. I guess you could say, of course we all feel this way. We've been living under the same roof for the last 3 months. But I know these are friendships that will last even after college for some of us. We each truly made a point to see how each one of us was doing, how our day was going, good morning and good night. We prayed together over meals. We shared with one another our struggles and our triumphs and our internships. We went out and were exposed to real city living. In all that, we became family. Yes, there may have been a few sparks of conflict, but with the humor, the baking, our strong and supportive advisors, Kim Schmidt and Kelsey Anderson, and welcoming our new and wonderful advisor, Grace Wingo, the marvelous shows and the transportation that took us from home to new home to explore DC history and art have been appreciated by each of us. I have at least one vivid memory I shared with each one of these individuals, and I think that says a lot. We took the time to get to know one another. We were very intentional. These people that you see at this table will always have a special place in my heart, and I am forever grateful for this journey.
The things listed here were things that we've learned this semester. They're just among the many other things that we've learned. It's amazing when you bring so many people together, the things that we can learn. We've learned everything from like exploring public transit,
meeting new people and learning our unique skill sets,
sharing our highs and lows of the workday, and sharing various desserts around the dinner table.
All with a side of ice cream.
Thank you guys for coming here today and listening to our stories of our time with the Washington Community Scholars Program. And we'd encourage you to look up more information or even sign up for yourself.
And we'll be closing our time together with the hymn, Will You Let Me Be Your Servant, led by our opera director, Kim Schmidt. And then Friday announcements are invited to follow.
Yes, yes, yes.